KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, though, this afternoon, with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, and a high around 90, currently 68 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, the Creston Police Department reports a man from Adair County was arrested early this morning on a drug-related charge. 24-year-old Zachary Utterback of Greenfield was arrested in the 400 block of Cherry Street in Creston at around 12:45 a.m. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and brought to the Union County Jail, where bond was set at $300. Creston police arrested 23-year-old Troy Clausen of Greenfield at around 2 a.m. today for OWI first offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And Monday night, Creston police arrested 47-year-old Johnny Eggins of Creston for public intoxication and 38-year-old Leela Churchwell of Creston for simple assault. Churchwell and Eggins were released from custody, and I promise to appear later in court. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday reported a man wanted on burglary charges was arrested last Friday in Greenfield. 33-year-old Ryan Lee Woolsey of Osceola was arrested on the warrant stemming from the April 2015 theft of a nearly new 2015 Polaris Ranger UTV from residents in the 3200 block of 310th Street in Adair County. The machine, valued at $12,745, was later recovered May 4th of last year, or 2015 that is, in a garage located in the 2700 block of 300th Street in Adair County. An investigation led authorities to suspect Woolsey, who lived at a residence in the 2900 block of 300th Street. Woolsey later admitted to having stolen the UTV, which he intended to sell. In February of 2015, he also allegedly stole a 2006 Suzuki ATV from a barn in the 2800 block of 300th Street in Adair County. That machine was recovered June 2, 2015. Another ATV, a Kawasaki Prairie 360, was stolen from a machine shed in rural Adair County in February of 2015. Both ATVs were sold to Woolsey's brother or brothers and recovered without incident. The brothers were not charged in connection with the thefts. Woolsey was being held in the Adair County jail on a $15,000 cash-only bond. Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest of 27-year-old Kenny Joe Cunningham of Creston. He was taken into custody at around 4:35 p.m. on June 29th for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. His arrest followed a traffic stop in Greenfield after the man allegedly ran a stop sign and failed to yield the right-of-way. As a deputy was speaking with Cunningham, he noticed a syringe in the center console of the vehicle. He asked the man if he had diabetes, to which he replied he had type B diabetes. And knowing there is no type B form of diabetes, the deputy asked Cunningham when he last used meth, to which he answered 3 to 4 days ago. He also asked about track marks on Cunningham's arms. Cunningham then fessed up that he did not have diabetes and that he shoots meth with a syringe. He also admitted to possessing a scale used to measure illegal substances. The scale had a white residue on it, which field tested positive for meth. In addition to being arrested on the drug and driving under suspension charges, Cunningham was given a written warning for failure to stop and yield the right of way. He was later released from the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond or surety. The Atlantic City Council will meet this evening at 5:30 at City Hall, and during their regular session, they'll consider an exception to the ordinance banning chickens inside the city limits. Atlantic resident Paul Fisher had contended at a meeting last month that he was given verbal permission to keep his 3 chickens and coop last year by City Administrator John Lund. During a meeting with the Community Protection Committee on June 14th, Lund acknowledged that over the past 6 years or so, less than a handful of individuals were told they could keep chickens on their property as pets as long as they were not for commercial use. The committee agreed the city was at fault for providing incorrect information and that Fisher should at least be given consideration for an exception. Fisher has submitted a letter of support from his neighbors who have no problems with the chickens. Lund will recommend to the council that they grant Fisher permission to keep his birds. In other business, the council will act on appointing Gene Fisher and Greg Williams to the library board and awarding an electrical upgrade project for city offices to Brown Electric for $72,975. Funds to pay for that project will come from a bond that was approved in the spring of 2015 and originally designed for the engineering costs of a city hall elevator plus other expenses. But because a referendum for $990,000 failed to pass that would have allowed additional renovations at City Hall, the bond funds can only be used for certain aspects, one of which is an electrical upgrade. The Atlantic City Council will also act on an order to enter into an agreement with SWPCO for their SWTA bus service for fiscal year 2018, the fee for which is $8,000. A resolution authorizing and approving a CAT grant amount to $175,000 for improvements at the Schildberg Rec area, and that resolution is needed before the city proceeds with any improvements. Another resolution to be considered by the City Council this evening is with regard to public access to official city records. City Administrator John Lund says the problem is with online companies or out-of-state real estate businesses who produce online forms and are very demanding of the city to provide at no cost the labor to research information that ultimately ends up being paid for by city taxpayers. Iowa Code, he said, allows cities to establish their own policies, fee structures given to government, or rather to given government requests for public records. And the council is expected this evening to recognize during their meeting Atlantic Police Sergeant Dustin Beacon on his 10-year work anniversary. Beacon was promoted from officer to sergeant late last year. And finally, in Western Iowa news, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst will hold a town hall meeting next Monday morning in Shelby County as part of her 99-county tour to hear from constituents about the issues that are most important to them. The meeting is open to the public. It'll be held 8 a.m. Monday, July the 10th at the Harlan Community High School Auditorium, and that's at 2102 Durant Street in Harlan. News was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.